Hello, and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to let you listen to one of our evening services at the New Bridge Baptist Church. I hope and pray that this broadcast is a help and a blessing to you. Thank you for tuning in, and may the Lord bless is our prayer.
Turn with us to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21. We'll read about 11 verses here, Lord being our helper tonight. Again, good to see each one out tonight. Thank you for coming. Enjoyed the choir practice, enjoyed the singing. It's just good to be in God's house. Matthew chapter 21, beginning in verse number 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto him, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord have need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and they brought the ass and the colt, and they put on them their clothes, that they set him thereon, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And we want to look at some aspects of the Lord's triumphant entry. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would take, bless the reading of your holy word. Lord, I pray for just a few minutes. Now, Lord, you would use me as your mouthpiece. May I say that would bring honor and glory to you. May we lift up Jesus Christ And Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you. For it's in Jesus' precious holy name we do pray. Amen. This is starting the week of the Lord's crucifixion. And here we see the triumphant entry as it begins. We see the revelation. The place, of course, is Jerusalem. As they were come from Bethphage and to the Mount of Olives, and they sent two disciples. But as they were coming to Jerusalem, the place. And so we see here that he's beginning to enter into Jerusalem. I want to say this right quick. Jesus will appear, starting on the triumphant entry Sunday, he will appear for some 4 days before the people of Jerusalem. They will have an opportunity to inspect him, to look at him, and they will see he is a lamb without spot and without blemish. We go back to Exodus chapter 12. The pastoral lamb was put up for 4 days. It was inspected for 4 days. Could not be any spot or blemish in that lamb. And if that lamb was without spot, without blemish, then it was the sacrifice that the blood was posted on the over the door and down the side post. And the death angel would come over and see the blood and pass over. And so there was the Passover. Well, just as that lamb had to be put up and looked at for 4 days, Jesus would appear in Jerusalem for 4 days, and he will show that he is spotless, without blemish. So this is the place. Of course, the plan here is for him to get the animal to ride upon, and he does. And then we read in all the Gospels about how that one of them said the owner did ask in one of the other Gospels, what you do, what you need, or what are you doing? And he said, our Lord has need of this. And he said, take them. And they did. And the prophecy concerning this, as in verses 4 and 5, goes back to Zechariah 9:9, said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. So we see here an animal. The prophecy made in Zechariah, the Lord Jesus was fulfilling on the triumphant entry as he came in to Jerusalem. We see not only that, but the provisions was made for them, and then the presentation as they enter in. So here's the revelation. But then, right quick, look at the rejoicing in 8 and 9. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Now, I'll just start right quick. If you remember, I've said several times, Matthew is presenting Jesus Christ as the Son of David. He calls him that several times. Why? He's presenting to the Jews and telling you, this is the Messiah that you've been looking for. He is the right heir to the throne of David. And so here, Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. So the rejoicing that's taking place here, they're throwing their clothes, and he says they're cutting branches. Well, we find in John's Gospel, chapter 12, that these were palm trees. So we got the palm branches. This is where we get Palm Sunday. And he said they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him. And so we find here that they're casting the palm branches down before him. We find here that they're praising him there as he's coming in the triumphant entry on this Sunday, the week of his crucifixion. But we've said this several times. The people here, some of these same people right here that are singing praises unto him will be some of the same people just several days later will be hollering and crying, crucify him, crucify him. Isn't that sad? Praising him on Sunday, but later in the week, they'll be wanting to crucify him. You know, it's sad, but that's the way the world works, isn't it? The worldly system. the way the world works. As everything's glorious and good, they're singing your praises. But when things start getting tough, when things start getting bad, boy, you're the worst person that ever walked. But that's the way they did our Savior. But we see here the revelation. We see the rejoicing. But I look at some of the response here right quick in verses 10 and 11. First, look at the ignorance to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this? Who is this?" Now, you would have thought in Jerusalem, where they've got the Sanhedrin, where they've got the priest, where they've got the religious crowd, you would have thought this would be the ones that would know the Lord Jesus Christ and be looking for the Messiah. Who is he? Who is he? Who is this? I'm afraid that's still a lot of cry today. Jesus, who is this? Who is this? And so we see here the ignorance to the person of the Lord Jesus. But look in verse number 11. And the multitude said, "This is Jesus the prophet." Not only do we see ignorance of the people in Jerusalem, but those same ones that are praising him, we see the ignorance to the position of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're saying he's a prophet. Not the Son of God, not the Messiah, but he's a prophet. Did you know that most of your religions today, Muslim and all of these other religions today, think Jesus was a prophet and a good man? The Jews consider Jesus to have been a prophet and a good man. And I've said this often, it doesn't make sense. If he was such a good prophet and such a good man, when he said he was the Son of God, the Messiah, and he's not, then he's the biggest liar that ever walked the face of the earth. How could he have been a good prophet? How could he have been a good man? See, it's contradictory. He's either the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior, or he's the biggest fake that ever walked the face of this earth. But I'm going to tell you what, he's exactly who he said he was and is. Amen? He is the Savior. Praise his holy name. And there's still a lot of ignorance today concerning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we have the great commission, the great responsibility to get the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just the gospel, but the gospel of Jesus Christ out to a lost and dying world. Here Jesus coming in, Palm Sunday, make his triumphant entry. A lot of folks rejoicing, but they will turn on him and holler, "Crucify him." And later in the week, he will be crucified. He will go to the cross and pay a debt that we could not pay. But I'm glad on that third day he arose, aren't you? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. Lord, we thank you for the cross, for the resurrection, and for the precious plan of salvation. Lord, thank you for saving this old boy. Thank you for making salvation possible. Now, Heavenly Father, we love you this evening. Lord, just as we love this congregation, as we love this church, and we love each one that is here, with your love. Now, Heavenly Father, I get excited. I think about this triumphant entry, and I think about our Savior as he received the honor he should receive. But, Lord, he would later suffer an agonizing and cruel death. We're so thankful, Jesus, you were willing to do that. Pay that debt we could not pay. Lord, thank you for making salvation possible. Now, Heavenly Father, go with us in the invitation. Watch over us. And then, Lord, as we go out and go to our homes and our separate ways, keep us all safe. And we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for everything. For it's in Jesus' precious and holy name we do pray. Amen and amen.